Do you serve God or money? Hey, this is Ryan Paul standing in for Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Author Oz Guinness says either we serve God and use money, or we serve money and use God. How about you? Which do you serve? Money is just a medium of exchange. It provides for our basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. When these are covered, we can live in gratitude and contentment for God's provision. With basic needs met, we find the freedom to give of our time and resources to spread the gospel, build God's kingdom, and help those in need. God uses money to reveal our strengths and weaknesses and to teach us to depend on Him more fully. How we handle money is an outside expression of what's going on in our hearts. I encourage you to view money as a spiritual mirror, not just a financial tool. Our response to financial problems is a good indicator of whether we really trust God. If we say we trust Him, will we put that trust into action? Will we wait upon His provision in all things? The more we exercise our faith, the more our trust in God grows. We guard our hearts by renewing our minds and focusing on Him. Jesus knew we would be tempted, so He said, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Debt can be a distraction that takes our attention away from the true purpose of our money. So think about it. Who do you serve? God or money? We're excited to invite you to Knoxville, Tennessee this September as we celebrate all that God has done through Crown over the last 50 years. Join us September 10th through 13th. Learn more at crown.org/50years. That's crown.org/50years.